This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammad رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger and his final worshipper. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he reports that during the days of Al-Khandaq, when the city of Medina had been surrounded by Al-Ahzab, 10,000 soldiers, all wishing to wipe out Islam from this city, an army that had never been gathered in the Arabian Peninsula before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, while they were besieged, suffered fear and hunger that had become almost unbearable. And so Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu comes to his wife and he says to her, I have seen hunger on the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do you have any food? And she said, all I have is a little bit of sha'ir, and I have a small goat. And so he says, I slaughtered the goat and I had her cook it, and then I went quietly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just intending to invite him. I only have food for him or maybe one or two of his companions. And so I said, O Messenger of Allah, we've prepared a little bit of food at home. If you could come and maybe just invite one or two of your companions, two of your closest, private, that's enough that we have. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood what Jabir said. He acknowledged what Jabir said. And then he called out to the army and said to 1,000 men, Jabir has prepared food for us. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the army to Jabir's house. And Jabir took off ahead of them in complete panic. And he went to his wife and he said to her, the Muhajireen and the Ansar are coming. It's not just one or two people. It's the entire city of Medina is coming. Every able-bodied man is coming. And so she said, did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know how much food we have? And he said, yes. I explained to him clearly how much food that we have. She said, okay. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, he was the first to enter and he kept everybody outside. And then he had them bring forward the food. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the food to be blessed. And when he made dua for the food to be blessed, he then instructed that only 10 enter at a time. And when 10 entered, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself placed a hand in serving the food. And after 10 ate their fill, another 10 came. And after those 10, another 10. Until the entire army was fed from the food that Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu had prepared. And when the last of them left, the food of Jabir still remained untouched. This is an example of the barakah in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most blessed man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Quddus. Allah is the one who makes things blessed. A lot of times when people think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Al-Quddus, they think this means pure and holy, and that is undoubtedly one of the meanings of this name. But Al-Quddus is also the one who makes things, Ay Al-Mubarak, the one who makes things blessed. And so Al-Quds is not just the holy city, but it is the blessed city. And Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa is not just the holy land, but it is the blessed land. It is blessed in its fruits, it's blessed in the amount of prophets that were sent, it's blessed in the amount of revelation that came down. And so in this short khutbah, I want to mention a number of ways that we can increase the barakah of our lives. How do we interact with this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how do we invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah? Isa ibn Maryam, he says, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُلْتُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made me blessed wherever I am. And al-barakah is ziyadatul khair. It is an increase in goodness. And every one of us would love for our lives to be increased in goodness. We would love for our health to be increased. We would love for our wealth to be increased. We would love for barakah and blessings in our relationships. We would love for barakah in our time. We would love for barakah in our studies, the students amongst us. And so how do you increase the blessings in your life? Number one, and the first, is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the people of the towns had taqwa and they had iman, we would have cascaded upon them barakat from the heavens and the earth. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Taqwa is something that makes for a person, out of every difficulty, ease. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Allah will provide from them a way out and provide from them for where they didn't expect. Every closed door, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up a door for them that they never saw coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cascades barakah on the people of taqwa. And taqwa opens up barakah. As Imam al-Alusi says, it is a dua that is mustajab in the heavens and it is acceptance on the earth. It is qada al-hawa'ij on earth. It is facilitating a person's needs on earth. And so number one, it is taqwa. To increase in a person's taqwa increases in a person's barakah. And number two is the Qur'an itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ. Allah says, this is a book that we have revealed that is blessed. And the Qur'an is blessed in everything that it touches. You know, Ramadan had recently passed. And when you think about Laylatul Qadr, the most blessed night of the year, what is Laylatul Qadr tied to? Laylatul Qadr could have been the day of the Battle of Badr. It could have been tied to the greatest battle in the history of Islam or in the history of mankind, Yawm al-Taqa al-Jam'an, the day of al-Furqan. It could have been tied to any number of events during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Laylatul Qadr was tied specifically to Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We have brought down the Qur'an on the night of power. Everything the Qur'an touches become blessed. Everything the Qur'an touches turns to gold. So a person whose life is touched by the Qur'an, how blessed is that person's life going to be? The ulama of tafsir, they mentioned that the Qur'an is blessed in every way. It is shifa, it heals a person's spiritual and physical ailments. And that's why Surah Al-Fatiha, one of its names is Ash-Shafiyah, the surah that heals. Also, the Qur'an is blessed in how concise it is. When you think about it, the Qur'an is only 600 pages. It's not 10 volumes. It's not thousands of pages. The Qur'an, with all of its transformative power, everything the Qur'an offers of knowledge and guidance is only in 600 pages. It is incredibly brief for the amount of impact that it has and that it continues to have on humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a blessed book. The Qur'an is blessed in its effects, its transformative effects, its spiritual remedies. The Qur'an, as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, البيت الذي يقرأ فيه القرآن تحضره الملائكة وتخرج منه الشياطين ويتسع بأهله ويكثر خيره. He says that a house that is filled with the recitation of the Qur'an, number one, the angels become present in it. Number two, devils become expelled from it. Number three, the house becomes expansive for its people, becomes spacious for its people. And number four, he says, the goodness out of that house becomes a lot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورٍ. Allah says, those who recite the book of Allah and establish the prayer and give from what we have provided them in secret and in public, then they are the ones who do not fear a transaction that will be of any loss. It is a profitable transaction. Sheikh Abdul Rashid al-Sufi is one of the great reciters of our current day and age. And Sheikh Abdul Rashid, he says that when he was a kid, he tells the story of his father who saw him as a kid walking with some English textbooks. And he said, my father saw me with those textbooks and he said, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to go learn English. And so his dad, who was also a qari, scholar of the Qur'an in Somalia, he said to him, look at all of the stores around this masjid. Who do they belong to? He said, they belong to you. Who do all these businesses belong to? He said, they belong to you. He said, do I know any English? He said, no, you don't know any English. He said, what do I know? He said, you know the Qur'an. He said, the Qur'an is what gave me all of this. So learn the Qur'an. Be close to the Qur'an. This is not to say that a person should not care about the worldly sciences. Absolutely. But that a person also realize that there is barakah in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens doors. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises some people with this book and he lowers other people with this book. Number four, or number three rather, is to say Bismillah and to eat together. Wahshi, he tells the story, he says, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا نَأْكُلُ وَنَا نَشْبَعُ. We eat and we don't get filled. And he said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَأْكُلُونَ مُتَفَرِّقِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perhaps you eat separately. Perhaps you eat everybody by yourself. And he said, then don't do that. He says, اجْتَمِعُوا عَلَىٰ طَعَامِكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ يُبَارِكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. He said, gather together to eat. Eat all together. And mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless your food. And so this habit that we've all collectively adopted of everybody separating, everybody eating their own plate, it's not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, the sunnah is that a person eats together, eats collectively. And we all know that one of our problems and our challenges that we're facing currently is obesity. And one of the reasons for that is that we don't share our food. Whenever you share food together, you always notice that, you know what? Food that I might have eaten by myself, we've eaten together, two people, and it's been enough for us. Maybe I haven't stuffed myself, but who said that stuffing yourself is healthy? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the food that you eat. And number four is to make istighfar. Nuh alayhi salam, he says in Surah Nuh, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I said, seek forgiveness from your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Your Lord is oft forgiven. What will happen when you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. He says, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Your Lord is oft forgiving. What will happen when you seek forgiveness? He will make the rain cascade upon you. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. He will make for you children and he will make for you rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why is it that you don't give Allah his due estimate, his due amount? Why is it that when you and I have a problem, whatever it is, we are willing to go and knock on the door of everybody? I need to go meet with this person. I need to talk to this person. I need to ask this person. And I need to get help from this person. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why don't you give Allah his due estimate, his due right? Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors of barakah. It opens up blessings in the form of health, in the form of children, in the form of wealth. And that's why Al-Hasan al-Basri, a man came to him and he said, I can't have children. He said, go and seek forgiveness from Allah. Another man came to him and said, there's no rain. I'm a farmer. We're suffering from drought. He said, go and make istighfar. Another man came to him and said, I don't have money. He said, go and make istighfar. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do that, like Nuh said, the rain will cascade upon you. He will grant you children. He will grant you rivers. And so seeking forgiveness. And the last one that I'll mention is connecting with family. Connecting with family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a number of hadith, he says something to the effect of, well, the one in Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever wants for his rizq to be expanded and his lifespan to be extended, then let them connect with their ties of kinship. Let them connect with their ties of kinship. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says in Sahih Jami', he says, صِلَةُ الرَّحِمْ تَزِيدُ فِي الْعُمَرِ وَصَدَقَةُ السِّرِ تُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ. He says that صِلَةُ الرَّحِمْ, connecting with the ties of kinship, increases a person's lifespan. It puts barakah in a person's lifespan. And connecting with ties of kinship is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. It can be challenging, it can be difficult, but we always have to remember that Allah is the one who chose our families for us, and Allah is the one who commanded us to connect those ties of kinship. And you never know when you need your family. You never know when you need your family. You know, right now in what we're living in Sudan, over the past decades, because of the lack of infrastructure in the rest of the country, people naturally have all gravitated towards Khartoum, the capital city. And no one ever, ever, ever expected war to break out in the city. In that city, never. No one in their wildest dreams. And so these city folk, who for decades have not connected with their families all over the country where they originally came from, those who maintained their ties of kinship, it was very easy for them to go back because they go back every year or every 2 years or every 3 years. Their families know each other. But those who migrated to the city 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and have never went back to their towns and villages, became very, very stuck, very difficult for them to go back. Some of their children or some of the adults even had never gone back to their homes. And so the importance of, you don't know where life is going to take you. You don't know how a person's life is going to play out. Having connections with your family members in all stages of your life, no matter where they are from and no matter where you are, is incredibly important. And it is something that is beneficial for a person in the akhirah before the dunya. أقول ما سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. The last thing that increases barakah that I can share in this brief khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah. And this is the greatest, that a person ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ask Allah for barakah when he would eat, and he would say, Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana. Oh Allah, grant us, bless us in what you have provided for us. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever eats any food, then let them say, Allahumma barik lana fihi. وَزِدْنَا مِنْهُ. Oh Allah, increase us in it and bless us in it and increase us in it. Or when a person gets married, you know the dua where you say, بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَكُمَا وَبَارَكَ عَلَيْكُمَا وَجَمَعَ بَيْنَكُمَا فِي خَيْرٍ. Or even when a person sees something that they like, anytime they see something that they like, لَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That a person, when they see something that they like, that they say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, or that they invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing in it, that it be protected and that blessing continues to grow. أقول ما سمعت مستغفر الله لي ولكم. We ask Allah عز وجل to allow us to hear the speech and to follow the best of it. We ask Allah عز وجل to bless our days and bless our nights and bless our years and bless our relationships and bless our wealth and bless our health and make all of our lives blessed. اللهم آمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار ما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها, زكها أنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك, ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك, ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا, واجعله الوارث منا, واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا, وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا, ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا, ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا, ولا إلى النار مصيرنا, واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رحمك بأهلنا في كل مكان, اللهم رحمك بأهلنا في غزة والسودان وسوريا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم كن لهم معينا يوم قل المعين, كن لهم ناصرا يوم قل الناصر. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين, وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد, وقوموا إلى صلاتك. رحمكم الله.